Morning Watch, Day 4, The Christian Life, Week 2. Watching and being ready in order to be prepared by the Lord for his second and imminent coming. Related verses. Matthew 24:44. For this reason you also be ready, because at an hour when you do not expect it, the Son of Man is coming. Revelation 3:10. Because you have kept the word of my endurance, I also will keep you out of the hour of trial, which is about to come on the whole inhabited earth, to try them who dwell on the earth. Matthew 24:40-43. At that time, two men will be in the field. One is taken and one is left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One is taken and one is left. Watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord comes. But know this, that if the householder had known in which watch the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. Luke 21:36. But be watchful at every time, beseeching that you would prevail to escape all these things which are about to happen, and stand before the Son of Man. 2 Timothy 4:8. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day, and not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. Acts 3:19-20. Repent therefore and turn, that your sins may be wiped away, so that seasons of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ, who has been previously appointed for you, Jesus. Psalms 27:8. When you say, "Seek my face," to you my heart says, "Your face, O Jehovah, will I seek." Suggested reading. Matthew 24:40-41 indicate that while the worldly people are befuddled by the material things, with no sense of the coming judgment, some of the sober and watchful believers will be taken away. To the befuddled people, this should be a sign of Christ's coming. The two men in verse 40 must be brothers in Christ, and the two women in verse 41 must be sisters in the Lord. This is indicated by verse 42, which tells us to watch because we do not know on what day our Lord comes. Both "watch therefore" and "your Lord" prove that the two men and the two women in verses 40 and 41 are believers. The Lord would not charge unsaved people to watch, nor is he the Lord of the unsaved. To be taken means to be raptured before the great tribulation. This rapture is a sign of the Lord's coming and a sign to the Jews. It is very interesting to see that the two men are working in the field and that the two women are grinding at the mill. Both working in the field and grinding are for eating. There is a difference between our eating and the eating of the worldly people. The worldly people study and work, and we also study and work. The worldly people, however, have been drugged, but we, rather, are simply fulfilling our duty to make a living. We maintain our existence in order to take the way of the cross to fulfill God's purpose. As we wait for his coming and expect to be raptured, we must be very faithful in our daily duties. It is the brothers working in the fields and the sisters grinding in the mill who will be raptured. As those with a fallen human nature, it is easy for us to excuse ourselves for not spending so much time in the fields or at the grinding. If you do this, you will not be raptured. Of the two men in the field, one is taken and the other is left. And of the two women grinding at the mill, one is taken and the other left. The reason for this is that there is a difference between them in the matter of life. I believe that the one taken is mature and that the one left is immature. The life makes the difference. The rapture of the overcomers, those who are mature in life, will be assigned to those who are left. In Matthew 24:42, the Lord tells us to watch, for we do not know on what day the Lord will come. In verse 43, the householder refers to the believer, and the house to the believer's conduct and work which he has built up in his Christian life. A thief comes to steal precious things at an unknown time. The Lord will come secretly as a thief to those who love him and will take them away as his treasures. Hence, we should watch. Verse 44 refers to the Lord's secret coming to the watchful overcomers. We need to give heed to the prophetic word as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in our hearts. Preceding the Lord's open coming, the Lord will appear as the morning star in the darkest hour of the night to those who are watchful and looking for his appearing. They have been enlightened by the shining of the prophetic word, which is able to lead them to the dawning day and to the rising of the morning star in their hearts.